This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. While the Trump administration has actively worked to dismantle protections for transgender people, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of more trans rights. In a 6-3 decision, the court says the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bans discrimination in employment on the basis of characteristics like race, religion, and national origin, also applies to gender identity and sexual orientation. Michael Barrow spoke with Central Coast LGBTQ people for a reaction on Monday's decision.
Just a few days before the Supreme Court's ruling, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services rolled back Obama-era rules that banned healthcare providers from denying care to trans patients. While the court's ruling was specifically pertaining to employment discrimination, many people expect the court's interpretation to carry over into other areas like housing and healthcare, potentially voiding many of the Trump administration's efforts against transgender people.
Announcement from the Supreme Court, I really do feel like things are going to change, and I really do feel good about their stupid decision last Friday, and it's going to go bye-bye. I just know it is.
That's Sianna Carmela Costa. She's with San Luis Obispo's Gala Pride and Diversity Center. Costa says there's more work to be done.
This isn't bigger than a baby step. This is a giant leap forward finally in our whole United States, and it's about darn time.
Prior to the ruling, it was legal in 29 states to fire a person on the basis of sexual and gender identity. In an email to KCBX News, local professor Camille O'Brien says she is glad about the high court's ruling. But as a lesbian woman of color, she says the murders of trans women of color don't seem to spark the same outrage or media attention as they should, and that they shouldn't be murdered in the first place. She says racism is alive and well, including within the LGBTQ community, and that there's more work to be done.
I woke up this morning and I was just so delighted. In fact, I was so excited, I actually started to cry a little.
That's Jamie Wolf. She's the chair of Trans Central Coast, and she says Monday was the most hopeful she's ever felt about transgender equality.
During Obama, the Attorney General announced that she was going to defend transgender people with all of her might. And that was the day that I felt great. But you know, today, this is the Supreme Court.
According to the LGBTQ media advocacy nonprofit GLAAD, the unemployment rate of trans women of color is 4 times the national average. For white trans people, it's 3 times the national average. Rory Amonrud says after the ruling, they're feeling better about applying to jobs.
I've been searching for a lot of jobs lately and have gone back and forth so many times on whether or not to add my pronouns to my resume. But now I feel like I can add them with confidence. It's about time we had some good news.
Many advocates say that even though it is now illegal, it will still be difficult for at-will employees to prove the basis of their firing was due to their identity. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barrows in San Luis Obispo.